presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look.
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's Superman.
And now Superman, valiant, courageous visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth to fight a never-ending battle for truth and justice, and who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. As you remember, Kent accompanied Professor Thorpe, inventor of a new bathysphere diving bell, to Octopus Bay in the Caribbean Sea to recover a $2 million Spanish gold treasure lying 300 feet beneath the surface of the water. Twice, Professor Thorpe's boat, the Juanita, was attacked by a mob of Caribbean desperados headed by Pete Escobar, a half-breed, who knew the location of the gold but needed the Thorpe diving bell to reach it. But each attack was beaten off by Superman, and the Juanita finally reached Octopus Bay, only to encounter a terrific tropical hurricane that seemed to spell doom for the ship and the precious bathysphere in which Professor Thorpe and Diver Gleason were trapped 300 feet down. But Kent, as Superman, saved the ship from destruction on the rocks, held it against the fury of the storm until the heavy anchors dug into the sand. As our story continues today, Kent and Captain Maddox of the Juanita are at the rail, attempting to raise the diving bell to the surface. Listen.
Cut the donkey engine, Kent. It's no use.
What do you mean, Captain Maddox?
Cut that engine. Don't you understand, Kent? The bathysphere is broken loose from its cables. It's lost. Somewhere on the bottom of Octopus Bay.
But, Captain, it can't be. Professor Thorpe and Gleason, the diver, are inside the bathysphere.
I know, Kenton. There's nothing on God's earth we can do for them. That hurricane must have snapped the steel cables like they were cotton threads.
Captain, maybe you're wrong. Why don't we keep the donkey engine running, bring the cables up, even if there's only a slim chance?
There isn't even a slim chance, Kent. All right, go ahead. Start it up. See how slack the cables are. If the bathysphere was attached to them, they'd be as taut as drum heads. Oh, no, Kent, she's gone forever.
But isn't there anything we can do? Use grappling irons or send down a diver?
Grappling irons won't work in 300 feet of water. And we haven't a spare diving suit on board. Look. The end of the cables. Stop the engine.
Oh, you were right, Captain. Both cables snapped off, and the air hose with them. I guess that means even if we could raise the bathysphere, Thorpe and Gleason would be dead from suffocation.
Wait. Maybe not. We've got a reserve tank of oxygen down there. It's good for at least 15 minutes.
You mean they'll have good air for 15 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, yes, but what good will it do them? Even if it could last for 15 hours, it wouldn't... Kent, where are you going?
Down to my cabin. This thing has me all broken up.
Oh. I understand, kid. Try and get some rest.
I'll try. Getting some rest is the last thing on my mind now. 15 minutes. There may still be that slim chance I was talking about. Maddox can't see me now, so Superman can take over. If I can only find the bathysphere, I can bring it to the surface. But the problem will be finding it in all that water. No telling how far it's drifted since it broke loose.
Well, no sense debating about it. Every minute now may mean the difference between life and death. Up on the rail. Now, down into the water. Down!
Leaving the surface of Octopus Bay like the steel-sharp blade of a knife, Superman swims far down into the murky depths searching for the diving bell that has suddenly changed from a haven of safety into a trap of death. And meanwhile, in the bathysphere itself, Professor Thorpe and Gleason watch the minutes slip by, awaiting the end they know is not far off. Listen.
Try to follow once more. Once more, Gleason.
It's no use, Professor Thorpe. Everything's cut. Cables, airline, phone.
Try it.
It's just a waste of breath, and we need that breath, every bit of it.
Do as I say.
All right.
Hello, Juanita. Hello, Juanita. Captain Maddox.
Oh, it's dead. Wine's dead.
That means we haven't a chance, Gleason. Not a chance. Oh, why didn't I listen to Maddox? He warned me not to come down again.
Oh, don't talk, Professor. It uses up oxygen and there isn't much left.
What's the difference? Gleason, you did find the Spanish gold ship, didn't you?
Yes.
And you brought the gold back to the bathysphere. $2 million worth of it.
Yes, I brought it back.
Where is it, Gleason? I want to look at it.
Spare in those boxes.
$2 million worth of gold. Enough to build an institute of science that would stand forever as a monument to mankind. But that'll never come to pass now. Never, never.
Please don't talk, Professor. We haven't much oxygen left.
You think they're searching for us?
Wouldn't do them much good.
Gleason, listen.
Well, what is it, Professor?
Listen, I'm not going to let myself be trapped down here. I want a fighting chance to live.
Professor, what are you doing?
Tossing the water out of the safety chamber. Give me your diving suit.
Professor Thorpe, you're mad. You can't leave the bathysphere. You wouldn't last a minute under that water pressure without any oxygen.
You heard what I said. Give me that diving
suit. No, I won't. It's suicide.
All right, then. I'll open the safety door and let the sea pour in. I can't stand this any longer.
No, don't, Professor.
Stand back. I've got a revolver, and I'll use it if you make an attempt to stop me.
Professor.
I'm not going to die a slow, tortuous death. If it must come, I want it to come quickly. But here goes.
Stop, stop. I hear tapping.
You're lying, Gleason.
No, I swear it. Close the steel door and listen. There. Do you hear it?
Yes. Yes, I think I do. What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's probably just a fish or an octopus.
Oh, no, it's too heavy. Professor, we're moving. The bathysphere is going up.
No, that's impossible.
It's true. Look at the pressure gauge. It's falling.
You're right. We are going up.
You bet we are.
Gleason, it's a miracle. A miracle.
Six bells. No sense standing here at the rail watching the water. That diving bell's gone for good. Conroy.
Aye, sir.
Radio the Coast Guard at Key West reporting its loss. Then weigh anchor.
Aye, sir.
Wait. Conroy.
Yes, sir.
Something's breaking water off there amidships. What is it?
I can't tell, sir.
Conroy. Look, it's the bathysphere. All hands on deck.
All hands on deck.
Get them over. Open those steel doors, quickly.
Stand back. Out of the way.
Professor Thorpe, Gleason.
Maddox. Maddox.
Conroy, have some men carry Professor Thorpe and Gleason to the cabin.
Go away. We're all right, Maddox. Just need some fresh air. What happened to us?
The storm snapped the bathysphere cables. They've given you up for lost. I was just about to weigh anchor and head back when the bell shot up above the surface.
Professor Thorpe, Gleason, you've been saved. How did it happen?
I don't know, Kent. Gleason can tell you better than I.
I don't know much either. We were down there for what seemed like hours. The oxygen was almost gone, and suddenly we heard a faint tapping.
Tapping? From outside the bathysphere?
I guess so. Next thing we knew, we were slowly floating upward. And here we are.
Well, we've had some miracles on this trip, but this tops them all.
And Kent, we have the gold.
What?
All of it.
Say, that's great.
Oh, I think what we all need most is a good night's sleep. We leave everything just as it is until morning.
Yes, but what about the gold, Professor? It won't all fit into the ship's safe.
Well, leave it in the bathysphere until morning. Go on, Kent.
Please. Take my arm.
But even as peace and quiet settle over the ship, riding at anchor 50 yards off the rocky shore, Pete Escobar and his henchman Carlos, who have followed the ship to Octopus Bay, push off in a rowboat with muffled oars, slip silently over the now calm surface of the bay in the direction of the Juanita.
Quiet, Carlos. You must not hear us. This time we cannot fail.
It still puzzles me, Escobar, how they escaped this storm.
What difference does it make? This way is easier. We know they have the gold on board. Through the binoculars, we saw them bring up Thorpe's diving bell. The gold is still in it, waiting for us.
It will be good to touch it with my hands. Very good.
Soon, Carlos, soon. Now, easy. Come close. Swing around so I can grab that line hanging over them. That's enough. I have it. Now, those sacks. Take them and we'll climb aboard.
Suppose there is someone on watch.
You have your knife?
See.
And you will use it. Come on. Can't you climb this rope without kicking the side of the ship? Now then. Keep low, Carlos. And follow me.
Go ahead.
Now, see? There is the diving bell. Then it is the gold. You stay here outside. I will hand it out to you. Put it into the sacks.
Yes, Papa.
Make no sound. Come on. Pronto. Here we are. Even the door to the bathysphere is open. Prepare the sacks, Carlos, and keep watch if anyone comes.
See?
I will go in after the gold.
Wait, Escobar. Someone is come.
Get down.
See?
It's Maddox, captain of the Juanita.
There is someone reaching.
Professor Thorpe.
Escobar, they are coming toward us.
Keep that knife ready.
Incidentally, you haven't seen the Spanish gold, have you?
No, sir, I haven't.
Well, come over here. I'll show it to you.
Oh, fine, Professor, fine.
Get ready, Carlos. Get ready.
Unaware that Pete Escobar and his henchman Carlos were crouching in the shadowed darkness of the bathysphere, Professor Thorpe and Captain Maddox approached to look at the gold doubloons brought up from the bottom of the sea. Will their eyes ever feast upon the precious Spanish treasure, or is this the end? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.